Turn to Luke chapter 21.
我哋打路加福音第二十一章。
29. And he told them a parable, behold a fig tree and all the trees.
耶稣又设比喻对他们说，你们看无花果树和各样的树。
As soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know for yourself that the summer is on you.
它发芽的时候，你们一看见，自然晓得夏春近了。
Even so, you too, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near.
这样，你们看见这些事渐渐的成就，也该晓得神的国近了。
And let's look to the Lord once again in prayer.
然后我们再一次的是仰望主，我们祈祷。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much because you are with us these days.
我们的主要实在感谢你，因为这日子实在与我们同在。
We thank you for your presence.
我们感谢你的同在。
We thank you for your anointing.
我们感谢你的恩膏。
We know that you must have a purpose for this conference.
我们深信你对这个最特别的聚会，你有你的目的。
We know that the reason we are here is because you have a purpose for everyone of us. Now we come to the last session of this conference. We really pray that Lord continue to anoint our ears. We also pray that your presence will be so real in our midst. And we pray that continue to speak to us. And our prayer is that, Lord, we will be like those wise men. After meeting you, they will no longer go home, go the same way back home. Thank you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now we come to the last session of this conference.
We
all know that we occupy with the prophetic word of Christ.
We almost
just took one verse and dwell on that
verse.
Behold the fig tree and all the trees. Now I think we have some idea about, now I think somehow, by the grace of the Lord, we begin to understand this important, this phrase, this important verse. Tonight we will go one step further. Now tonight I think we would like to approach it from, prophecy of Ezekiel. We know there are four books, four major prophets. We know Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel. Now, in order to understand the fig tree and all the trees, we have touched a little bit about I forgot Isaiah, book of Jeremiah, and book of Daniel. About the fig tree. That really tells us the prophecy of Israel. And about all the trees.
其他的树,
this is the prophecy about the Gentile.
啊, 这是当时,啊,当人的意,
or about the whole world.
啊, 或者可以说全世界的意,
or about the nations.
啊, 或者是讲到中文族的意,
now you know in the Bible,
在经里面,
they try to classify human being into three classes.
你知道,圣经中,啊,
the Jews, the Greek, and the Church of God.
啊, 是, 猶太人, 黑人和教会, 神的, 神的教会。
Now, when you study all the prophecies in the Bible,
如果你看圣经所有的意义,
or we already, I think now, by now you know that it's about 1800 of them. So if you try to classify this 1800 prophecies, then you can divide into three classes. Now a group of prophecies belong to Israel. Now another class of the prophecies concerning the Gentile, or the world, or the nations. Then definitely you will find a class of prophecies speaks of the church. Now, where's that? Let learn the parables from fig
trees.
Now, since fig trees in the Bible always represent Israel. But now the Lord put in a very interesting way, he said, can you not learn the parable from Israel, from a parable, and from victory? In other words, Israel is nothing but a parable. Now, if Israel is only a parable, then what is the reality? In other words, Israel is nothing but a shadow. So, somehow in God's heart, there must be something which is much real, it's much more real than Israel. So our Lord simply used Israel as our illustration. He used Israel as an illustration kit. Then we are able to understand something which is really in the heart of God. So now we ask one question. In the Bible, if we somehow can borrow the letter of Jacob, now suppose we today really can climb to heaven, we ask God, now what is really in your heart? So I think this is the matter we will be occupied tonight. So in other words, tonight we will talk of something about the church. Now, when we talk about Israel, talk about the nations. Now definitely we talk about something happened to this world. But because a class of prophecies. Which really concerning the church. So now we would like to find out. Now, according to the prophetic words of our Lord. Now, when we study the Bible, prophecy in the Bible. Now, can we see the future of the church? Let us ask another question. Now, do we think the church will have tomorrow? Now, the church has today. We are pretty sure. But do we think that the church will have tomorrow? Now, to answer that question, simply means that, now, according to the Bible, now, is there any prophetic word about the church? So now, that phrase that our Lord said, let us learn the parable from victory. So somehow it tells us the prophecy of the church, prophecy concerning the church, in some way related to the prophecy of Israel.
從我方面係同唱以色列嘅語言係有關嘅。
If you understand well the history, well, the prophecy of Israel.
如果我哋熟悉係以色列嘅語言
，then we'll understand the prophecy concerning the Jews.
我就會明白啲關乎教會嘅語言啦。
Now the reason and logic is very simple.
嗰個原因同嗰個邏輯係好簡單嘅。
Because even God has two classes of people.
因為神都有兩類嘅人。
Now earthly people, the Jews.
屬地嘅人係以色列人。
Now heavenly people,
the 天的人教会。
So Abraham has two classes of descendants.
所以亚伯拉罕有两位的子孙。
Earthly descendants, people of Israel.
属地的子孙以色列人。
Heavenly descendants, the saints or the church of God.
属天的子孙是教会或者神的众信徒。
So now I think we are very clear about this.
我想说这些我们很清楚了。
But then if you study the whole Bible,
但如果你读整本的圣经
Old Testament talks aboutTalk about something in relation to the early descendants.
讲到对属地嘅子民
the earthly people.
属地嘅人
Then when comes the New Testament.
到到新约
Now we know something about how God is dealing with His heavenly people.
我哋知道神就要讲到关乎属天嘅子民
Now if you really study them carefully.
如果你仔细嘅查考
Then we find that God has only one way.
神只有一条路
to deal with these people.
是对付他的属他的子民
whether they are heavenly or whether they are earthly.
无论他是属天的子民或者是他属地的子民
the way he dealt with the earthly people.
他对付他的属地的子民
is the same way he dealt with heavenly people.
是他对付他属天的子民同一样路
because of that,Now the history of earthly people,
属地之民的历史
in some way reflect the reflect the history of heavenly people.
属地之民的历史反映出系属天之民的历史
So now, because we have derived such a, because that's the conclusion we have.
因为呢个我得嘅结论
So then.Then this will give us a very important key.
这个给我一条很重要的锁匙。
When Bible predicts something about people of Israel,
当圣经里面预言关于以色列人的事
somehow, the same way the Bible predicts about the church.
同样都是这样的圣经来到预言教会。
Now, I think I have to explain a little bit.
我想我要解释多一
点。Go on.
然后我先能够继续。
Okay, so, now let me just, give you an illustration.
然后给你一个举例。
For example, let's turn to, John.
接下来你请去约翰福音。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
这其中的日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Now he who believes in me, as the scripture said,From his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
信我的人就如经常所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Now this is a very interesting portion of the word.
这个是很有趣味的一段经文。
Let me use this illustration.
让我用这个来举例。
To explain what I'm driving at.
我所想带出来的东
西。Now,In order to understand this portion,
要明白这段的经文
first, the last day of the great day of the feast.
即其定的日就是最大之日。
Now, this feast actually is a feast of tabernacle.
这个即其是其实是祭坛节。
Now, from the Bible, we know that the feast of tabernacle has 8 days.
我从圣经里知道祭坛节有七日，大约八日。
So therefore we have the last day. And then Jesus stood out and cried out. So why our Lord Jesus lift up his voice? Why cry out?
What
does this do with that background? So we have to understand that background. Now, because normally on the last day of the Feast of
Tabernacles,
now all the people of Israel, they were gathered in the temple. Now of course, if you study the tabernacle, you have outer court, you have holy place, you have holy building. But on the last day, now if people of Israel, remember, people of Israel, they will travel to Jerusalem three times per year. Feast of Passover, Pentecost, and Feast of Tabernacles. So from every corner of land of Israel, so now they all gather together, finally they reach Jerusalem, finally they come to the temple site. So now they gather together. How good is that the brethren were born together. So now they are in the temple of God. Now, I have to try to explain a little bit. Now, suppose this is a temple mount. Now, south, north, west, and east. Now, normally, people of Israel, they approach the city from the south. So, I told you this is a temple complex. It's a very huge one. From the south to the north, it's almost equivalent to 6 American football. Then from the west to the east, about 5 football fields. Now, when you first enter into the temple site, then you enter into the Gentile court. Gentile court means even Gentile can be there. Why? Because temple of God is supposed to be the temple, it is supposed to be the temple for but all nations.
What
does that mean? That means this will become the temple of prayer. For all nations. All the Gentiles, they can come to the temple and to pray. So where they can approach and pray. So you have a Gentile court. Then when you approach the middle part of the temple, then you find a wall. Not very tall. But that will make it clear that Gentile cannot go across
that.
So only people of Israel can cross that line. So then you come to the middle part of the temple. And actually, this is temple proper. You see that the whole site is on the temple site. It's a temple complex. But as far as temple is concerned, proper is concerned,
it's
the middle part. And then you will find that this whole building is facing east. You see? So then you have entered through a door.
A gate.
Now this gate is the beautiful gate
这个帐篷门
described in the Bible.
在使徒行传记载的。
Now, if you enter into that gate,
如果你进入这个门
now you don't come to the outer court yet.
你未到外院
not yet.
未到。
So then you will enter into a court called women's court.
你要来这个女院。
Women's court, women's court.
女人的院。
Now, women's court doesn't mean just for the women.
这个院子不是只给女人的。
Now, women's court actually is for the whole family of Israel.
这个院子是给以色列人全家。
So children, women, men,
they
all
come
there. You see that?
你看见吗？
So if you say, we are going to dwell in the house of God.
如果你说我们住在神的殿里面。
Now, if I have to refer,to the women's court. So now you discover it is so wonderful that the brethren can dwell together. Remember, they sing Psalm 133. Now when they sing that song, and where they sing that song, now you see, after the journey, now they really went through, they really experienced the highway to Zion. So finally they reached Mount Olivet. Then again descend into a valley. And then from there, then you climb to the climb to the lowest hill among the all that is Mount Zion.
那个爬爬上那个是最低的山，那个山呢就是锡安山。
Okay, so then from Mount Zion, finally Mount Moriah. So now you can see that's how you approach the temple site. So finally you come to the temple site. But let us remember. Well, let me put it this way. Now, because they come from different places. And then when you approach the temple mount, so actually this is the way you always go up. So now you can understand, sometimes
they are
very tired. So, when they travel together, so normally they sing the song of the green. You see, for example, they start from Psalm 120, Psalm 121. So now when they sing Psalm 133, so that means now they're not just in the Mount Zion. Now they even come to the temple site. So now when they enter into the women's court, then they will sing Psalm 133. Behold, how good is that the brethren can dwell together. Because when they enter into that women's court, you discover the whole family of Israel, they are all there. So now you understand. These people become the household of God. You have the house of God. You also have the household of God. When you talk about the house of God, you talk about the building. But when you talk about the house of God, you are talking about the people. So this is very important. That's why in the New Testament, we were told we are the house of God. We are household of God. And then we are being built up as the temple of God. So you see, brothers, now very important. Now when you talk about household of God, it means the family of God. So how do you experience the household? That means when you really enter into that woman's court. So remember, that's what we say Women's Court.
那个部分我叫做女人的院,
now, if you from Women's Court, you coming back, you coming from this direction.
往东边行过来,
so you are going this direction, okay?
你就向着西边来行了,
and then when you're doing that,
当你这样行的时候,
and you find that from the Women's Court,
你就发觉在这里从女人的院,
you have to climb 15 steps.
你要爬15级楼梯,
then you will come the court of Israelites.
你就来到以色列人的院,
then only men can enter into that part.
那个部分只有男人才能够去,
women and children, they will live in the Women's Court.
妇人和小孩来女人的院子,
so when we talk about the household of God,
都能够成的家,
now especially if you look at the Women's Court, now everything's happened there. So after 15 steps,
行了15级楼梯,
then Israel court,
行了以色列人的院,
then the court of priests,
行了到祭司的院,
so then you have, then now you really have the altar,
行了那时候是祭坛了,
and then so that's so-called outer court.
那个就是外院,
so then you enter into the holy place.
然后你进入圣所,
and finally, holiest of holies.
你的最后就进入至圣所,
so now I just give you this picture.
我这边一幅图啊,
because that's something, this background is very important.
因为这个背景是非常重要,
now when we say sum of degrees,
当你将上行的事的时候,
either on their way up to the mountain,
因为他们在行上山的路,
on their way they sing that 100 they sing that 15 songs,
他们将那15首诗篇的诗篇,
but especially during the feast,
他们在这期的时候,
during that 8 days,
在这八日的这期的时候,
now when they gather together in the Women's Court,
当他们一起聚集在女人的院的时候,
then the Levites,
女人,
they will sing Psalm 15 songs.
那他们会唱15篇的诗篇,
so for example, if they how do they do it?
他们怎么做啊?
So they will climb from the Women's Court,
跟老人的影子,
the first step,
他们,
they sing Psalm 120,
他们唱诗篇120,
and finally they finish the 15
songs.
So during the feast,
还过这个时候,
now that's what happened there.
还这么个事情,
some Levi, they were singing the song of
degree.
So that's what happened. Now on the last day,
还最后一日,
I think we better go back to John chapter 7.
我们翻翻去看约翰第七章.
John chapter 7, verse 37 again.
但第37节.
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out,
这期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说,
if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝.
Now, on that day,
在那日,
normally priests will go to a water source.
通常祭司就会到一个水源.
You remember one day our Lord healed a blind.
我们记得主一次医治一个盲的人.
So he asked him to go to the pool of Siloam.
就吩咐过去西罗亚的池子.
So that's the water source.
那个在水源的地方.
And so now all the priests, there are many priests, they all go to the water source.
那个很多的祭司都去到那个水源.
So each one of them will carry waters. Then they go back to temple. Now, then they will go to the court of Israel. Now, from there, they will pour the water from the threshold of the temple,
他又建了门槛,
then along these 15 steps,
在那15级的楼梯,
so the water will flow down from the threshold toward the people.
啊, 那些水就由建了门槛, 来到楼梯, 就是百姓那里了。
There are so many.
因为他们好多的祭司。
So they got so much water.
啊, 他们好多的水。
So when that water really came down from the threshold,
啊, 当那水又建了门槛,
我
来到
了
以后,
我来
到了什么呢?
Now you see a river.
你看见一条河了。
Do you see that?
你看见一
条河。Now a river flowed from the temple.
看那条河又变着咁样流出来。
So for everybody is observed such a scene.
每个人都能看见咁嘅景象。
Then our Lord took that opportunity.
我哋嘅主真系用到机会。
He stood and cried out.
佢就叫啦。
Saying,
佢话。
If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
He who believes in me,
信我的人,
as the scripture said, from his inner being shall flow rivers of living water.
就如经常所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Now everybody see a water.
每个人都看见水来了。
So the Lord said,
主就话。
Come to me.
来我那度啊。
If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
那么饥饿的人来我那度来都饮啊。
He who believes in me,
信我的人,
as the scripture said,
好似经常讲,
from his inner being shall flow rivers of living water.
他从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
So with that background,
在这个这样的背景,
with that background of the water, of the river of living water,
在这个背景这个的活水,
and the Lord uttered this word.
流出来的时候, 主就讲这些话了。
Now,Our Lord even say, as the scripture says.
我只话你经常所说。
Now let me ask you.
我问你。
Some of you know Old Testament quite well.
啊，我有啲人识好认识旧约。
You go back to Old Testament.
你翻去旧约睇下。
Where in the Old Testament?
喺旧约边处地方
？You have such a phrase from his innermost shall flow river of living water.
边度有讲到从佢腹中有活水又江河流出嚟咧
？Now you don't find any.
你揾唔到。
But don't forget, those Jewish people, they were well versed with the Old Testament.
啊，你犹太人对旧约圣经系十分熟悉。
Why every feast of tabernacles? Now they have to let the water come out from the temple. So there must be some reason behind it. Remember, all those people, they know Bible very well. So that's why the Lord said, as the scripture said, in other words, this thing should remind you something recorded in the Old Testament. And now that's very important. Now where could you find such a picture? You can only find this picture in the book of Ezekiel. Now this is the book we are going to talk about tonight. Now in order to understand the main message about that book. Now this is a very good illustration. Because this simply tells you a picture recorded in the book of Ezekiel.
啊，呢度系俾我哋睇见，提翻俾我哋睇见以身结书嗰个图画。
I think I don't have time to go through it.
我有冇时间嚟到详细嘅睇啊
？Turn to chapter 47.
咁啊，以身结书第十七章。
Now you discover water really come out from the temple.
你睇到嗰度，睇见真系有水从殿流出嚟。
From the threshold floor, from the threshold.
啊，又变咗门槛。
And then you discover that water really flowed to east.
啊，嗰个地，嗰个就水真系流向东边。
And then when someone measured the water.
啊，当个人嚟到量度呢水嘅时候。
Now when someone measured the water 1,000 cubits.
啊，有人量到一千肘。
Then the Bible said the water deepened.
啊，圣经就记载啲水越来深啦。
So now as deep as the ankles.
啊，深到系到脚嗰骨。
And then another 1,000 cubits.
啊，又过咗千肘深。
Now the water even to the knee.
啊，啲水就到到膝头啦。
And then the third measurement.
啊，第三次量度。
To the loin.
啊，到腰间啦。
And now after fourth measurement.
第四次嘅量度。
and become a river.
成為一條河啦。
So see brothers.
所以弟兄們睇見。
You have a river of living water flow from the temple.
你嗰度竟然有一道水嘅江河由殿裏邊流出嚟。
Finally, that water will reach the Dead Sea.
係最後呢啲嘅河水會流到死海。
And then sweeten the Dead Sea.
啊，即死海變為甜啦。
Today, Dead Sea is nothing but death.
啊，今日死海冇別嘅嘢，只係死海。
You don't find any life there.
你揾唔到任何嘅生命。
It is so salty.
係太鹹啦。
And then you discover even you can float.
你甚至發覺你喺嗰個海嗰度能夠浮
得。You can read your Bible floating by, while you're floating on the river.
你可以喺死海嗰度浮住嚟讀你嘅聖經。
So we you know that the Dead Sea is lowest spot in the whole world.
你知道海死海係全個地球最低嘅一點。
Almost 430 meters below the sea level.
係大致上係大概430公尺喺水平之下。
Now you have a river of living water all the way from Jerusalem, and all the way to Dead Sea.
流到死海。
Now, if you know the geography,
如果你認識地理,
now suppose you take a cross section from west to east.
你這個橫切面由東到西,
and then you discover, now of course, that now,
你就發覺,
that this side is the Mediterranean Sea.
西邊就是地中海,
and then of course you have to go up.
你從高上看上下，
then you come to the highest point.
你就睇到最高嗰點，
which is Jerusalem.
就係耶路撒冷。
Then you travel east.
係啊，向東嚟都行。
Then you are going down and down.
一路落，一路落，一路落。
Now even lower than sea level.
係甚至低過地平
線。Now finally reach
the sea. 最後你到達死海。
Do you see that?
你睇唔睇見？
So if you look at the geography.
如果你睇地理。
Jerusalem is highest point.
耶路撒冷係最高嗰點。
And the Dead Sea is the lowest
point. 死海係最低嗰點。
Now you understand why Jerusalem in the Bible rather than testimony.
點解耶路撒冷喺聖經裏邊係代表見證？
For God really put the lampstand in the highest place.
因為神將嗰個燈台擺最高嗰點。
Now especially in terms of this Dead Sea.
係以死海嚟到講。
Now because this lowest point.
係最低嘅嗰點。
Now you begin to appreciate that. And that highest point is Jerusalem. So now what happened in the book of Daniel? The book of Ezekiel. Now chapter 47 tells us the water really come out from the temple. And finally to the Dead Sea. Now eventually change Dead Sea into Sea of Galilee.
最後將死海變成加利利海。
And then you find the tree everywhere.
你又發覺周圍都樹木啊。
And then you find fishermen along the shore.
你發覺嗰度好多嘅漁人喺嗰度出嚟打魚。
Now it reminds you of Sea of Galilee.
又叫你諗到加利利海啦。
Today in the land of Israel.
今日以色列人嘅地方。
We have two waters.
所以兩笪水。
Sea of Galilee.
加利利海。
Speaks of life.
提到你生命。
Dead Sea.
死海。
Speaks of death.
講到死亡。
Now this is the problem today.
啊，今日呢個問題啦。
Israel government and the Jordan government.
以色列嘅政府同埋約旦嘅政府。
They tried to have a joint effort to solve the problem of death.
佢聯合嚟到係處理死海嘅問題。
They are not able to solve it.
佢冇辦法解決到。
But don't forget.
話冇忘記。
According to Ezekiel.
按住以色列。
Now one day.
那日。
There will be water coming out from the temple.
那日水會從聖殿嗰度流落嚟。
And it will become a river.
會成為一條河。
And finally, will sweeten the Dead Sea.
最後叫死海變為甜啦。
Now that's Ezekiel chapter 37.
呢個就以聖經47章。
Now what does that mean?
呢個咩意思啊？
Why our Lord said,
點解主話
if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
但人若口渴，但可以到我这里来喝。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Now, in order to understand that,
现在又要明白呢个。
I have to add one more note.
我要加多一个注释。
Now that will bring out the theme of Ezekiel.
但系即系以西结书嘅主要嘅内容啦。
Now, if you study the whole book of Ezekiel,
如果你读以西结嘅整本书
，Now in the early part of that book,
喺呢本书嘅前面一部分
，we were told that now the glory of God began to retreat or withdraw from temple.
我就读到神嘅荣耀离开神嘅殿。
Now you know that according to New Testament, Old Testament,
我哋从旧约我哋认识呢个事情。
The glory of God is in the holiest of holies.
神嘅荣耀喺至圣所嘅里面。
It's above the ark.
系喺呢个约柜嘅上边。
It's between cherubim.
喺呢个两木基路柏之间。
Now especially in the mercy seat.
特别喺施恩宝座嘅上边。
So where you find the glory of God?
喺嗰度你揾到神嘅荣耀。
But somehow this book of Ezekiel tells us.
系，因为呢本书以西结话俾我哋听。
For some reason,
某啲原因。
Now glory of God began to withdraw.
系，神嘅荣耀离开啦。
You see, but when the glory of God is beginning to withdraw,
当神嘅荣耀开始离开嘅时候
，He withdraw in a very slow way.
佢好慢嘅离开。
Now from holy to holy,
由至圣所
move to the threshold.
佢慢慢嘅嚟到门槛。
And then leave the whole temple site.
佢就离开。圣殿嘅整个嘅位置
，and finally move to Mount Abale，
系最后嚟到橄榄山
，slowly from Mount Abale，
慢慢由橄榄山
ascend to heaven，
我升到天嘅上边。
So now that's what happened in the book of Ezekiel。
呢个就系以西结书所讲嘅说话啦。
Why glory of God withdraw？
点解神嘅荣耀离开呢个殿咧
？Very simple，
好简单。
Now。When God no longer dwell among His people，
系当神再住喺佢嘅子民当中。
In another word，
换句话嚟讲
，because the unfaithfulness of His people，
因为佢嘅百姓嘅不忠
；because unholiness of His people，
因为佢百姓嘅不圣洁
；the pollution among His people，
系佢百姓都被玷污。
Now will produce effect，
系可能引致一啲嘅果效。
Now, as if this situation persecute the glory of God.
将神的荣耀是逼迫他的。
And in such a way,
在这样的情况下,
now the glory of God can no longer dwell among the
saints. 神的荣耀没办法是住在他的百姓当中。
So God said,
说神话,
if you must be holy,
就说你一定要圣洁,
because I am holy.
因为我是圣洁的。
Why?
为什么?
Because if you are holy, then God can dwell in the midst of His people.
因为如果你是圣洁的, 神就能够住在百姓当中啊。
Now, when His people is far away from God,
是当他的百姓远离神。
Now, it's almost impossible for God to dwell in them anymore.
差不多就没可能住神住在他们当中啊。
So remember,
记住,
now,When the people of Israel,
当以色列人
when they began when they become backsliding,
当他们退后了
when they become turned back to God,
当他们背叛神了
now even their temple service is going on,
当他们这些圣殿的服侍
they still have a priest,
他们仍有祭司
they still have a temple,
他们仍有圣殿
everything is as usual.
一切都如常，
但弟兄姊妹，
但弟兄姊妹，
但 reality is no longer there。
實際唔喺嗰度啦。
Now remember, God hate counterfeit。
神係厭惡假冒。
God hate pretension。
神厭惡假裝。
What God wants is the reality。
神要嘅實際。
You see, brothers,
你睇見啦。
Now this is the way God deal with the earthly people of God。
因為神咁樣對付屬地嘅子民。
Also the way deal with the church。
神都係咁樣對付教會。
Now remember, church cannot have pretension。
教會唔能夠有假裝。
Now remember, now if we are holy,
如果我哋聖潔，
God can be with us。
神能夠同我哋同在。
The presence of God is here。
神嘅同在喺度。
The glory of God is here。
神嘅榮耀喺度啦。
But when we are no longer in that condition。
但如果我们不在这样的情况下
If we have lost our virginity，
如果我们失了我们的童贞
If we have lost the reality，
如果我们失了实际
Then brothers，
我弟兄们
Now God had to do something very drastic，
神要做一些很剧烈性的事情
Because he did not want to he did not continue to serve as our we only have appearance without reality.
我只有外表没实际。
Now God do not want to continue in such a pretension.
神不想继续一个假装的里面。
That's hypocrisy.
呢个系假冒为善。
Then he will become very hypocritical.
佢成为好假冒为善。
That's why our Lord Jesus always rebuked the Pharisees.
所以佢杀你法利
赛
人。
Why？
点解？
Because they don't have the
reality. 因为佢哋冇实际。
So that's what happened.
呢个就咁样发生啦。
Now in the time of Ezekiel.
喺以西结嘅时候。
Now you remember.
你记住。
Now Daniel was among the captives.
但你喺地牢嘅人当中。
Who were being captured? Who were being captured to Babylon?
系被地牢去加巴比伦。
Not only Daniel.
唔单止但以理。
Also Ezekiel.
以西结都系。
So when Daniel was in Babylon.
当但以理喺巴比伦。
He got the revelation of the book of Daniel.
佢得到但以理嘅书。
When Ezekiel was in Babylon.
当以西结喺巴比伦。
Now he got he received the revelation.Of the book of Israel. So now we were told the glory of God began to retreat. The glory of God began to withdraw. Finally ascend to heaven. So no wonder in the book of Daniel, God is described as the God of heaven. Now if you study Genesis, God is the Lord of heaven and earth. But because now he withdraw his glory from the earth, God is no longer the God of the earth. Now God withdraw himself all the way to heaven. So God now is described as the God of heaven. So you see, brothers, because of the because the people of Israel has lost her virginity. So in order to react, in order to help people of Israel to repent, now since he already had no become an empty shell, the temple of God just become wood and stone. Then God allowed to be burned. And God used Nebuchadnezzar to burn the whole city. Then the temple, there will be no stone upon another stone. Brother Sisters, that's the story.How the people of Israel were captured into Babylon. But before they were captured to Babylon, first, God had to withdraw his glory. Then the whole temple became an empty shell. Now it can be destroyed. Now no stone will be upon another stone. So that happened around 600 before Christ. And the same thing happened to 70 AD. Remember when the disciples said, look at this building. What a stone. What a temple. And what Jesus said. Now the time shall come. There will be no stone upon another stone. I will leave your house as desolate. Early time. Our Lord said, I should dwell in my Father's house. So he considered the temple of God as the house of God. The house of my Father. But remember, one day, when the reality is gone, so what our Lord said, I will leave your house. No longer my Father's house. Now, because it becomes your house. When the glory of God withdraws from that temple, now is the time. No stone upon another stone. This is honesty. This is real. You see that? Because you have nothing inside. No more God's glory. No more God's presence. So now no stone upon another stone.
一个石头喺另一个石头嘅上边。
Those who are in love, with the stones. Those who are in love with the in this wood and stone.
嗰啲人爱嗰啲石头木架。
Let them continue.
有冇继续爱啲石头木架？
Because God is no longer there.
神喺嗰度。
The glory of God is no longer there.
神嘅荣耀唔喺嗰度。
So brothers, this is the only part of the book of Ezekiel.
呢个就系《先知书》第一部分啦。
But then, now after the Jerusalem really being destroyed,
当耶路撒冷真系被毁啦。
Then you discover the tone of the Ezekiel change.
你就发觉《五世纪书》嘅意味就改变啦。
And then Ezekiel tells us,
五世纪就话俾我哋听。
Now one day, the glory of God will come back.
神嘅荣耀会翻嚟。
The glory of God will return.
神嘅荣耀会翻转头。
So when you come to the latter part of Ezekiel,
你翻到《五世纪书》后嗰段。
And it is coming one day.
你发觉有一日。
Now that glory indeed come back.
神嘅荣耀再翻翻嚟啦。
Now after the glory come back to the temple,
当呢个荣耀翻到圣殿嗰度，
there you come to chapter 47.
你又嚟到四十七章。
And then you discover something new happened to the temple.
你就发觉一些新嘅事情发生喺
呢
个
地方。
系以前从来冇发生嘅。
After the glory come back to the temple,
当呢个荣耀翻到呢个殿嘅时候，
and then you discover now water come out from the temple.
你就从殿嘅门牙流出嚟。
And it become a river of living water.
成为水嘅江河。
Treating the dead sea.
我叫从死海边嚟见。
Now brothers,
那等等
this will happen only after the glory of God coming back.
呢个发生唯有当神嘅荣耀翻返嚟。
So brothers,
所以等等
now you understand.
你就明白。
Why these people of Israel?
明白呢以色列人。
They why every feast of
I mean, you see,
that means these people, they are waiting for the return of the glory of
Messiah. You see
that? So that's what they are waiting for. Since Messiah hasn't come, so for that reason, they are waiting for Messiah. They are waiting for the glory of God to come back. So that's why.Every feast of tabernacles, they had to have celebration. They had to make a show. They had to remind all the people of Israel.
They
had to remind
all the people
of Israel. Messiah hasn't come back yet. We are still waiting for the return of the glory of God.
神的荣耀回来啊。
Now brothers,
now
that was the background.
那就是那个背景啊。
And now our Lord has a message.
我们只有一个信息。
Messiah already come.
弥赛亚已经来咗啦。
Our Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
我哋嘅主耶稣系神嘅儿子。
He is the Savior of mankind.
系佢系世人嘅救主。
While these people of Israel still waiting for Messiah.
啊，当呢个人而等紧弥赛亚嘅时候。
Our Lord want to remind them.
我哋嘅主想提醒佢哋。
The Messiah they are whom they are waiting for is already here.
佢等紧个弥赛亚已经嚟咗喺度啦。
And the glory of God already.
神嘅荣耀已经翻出来啦。
How do you know?
你点知啊
？According to John.
按住约翰。
What did John say?
约翰讲乜嘢
？The word became flesh.
道成肉身。
Tabernacle among men.
系住在人嘅当中。
So he is our tabernacle.
佢就系我哋嘅会幕啦。
Now in a tabernacle, you ought to see the glory of God.
喺会幕里边应该见到。
What John said?
约翰讲乜嘢
？We have beheld his glory.
我哋看见佢嘅荣耀。
So in another word,
换句话嚟讲。
The glory of God already returned.
神嘅荣耀已经翻出来啦。
In the person of our Lord.
喺我哋嘅主呢个人嘅身上。
You meet our Lord.
你见到我哋嘅主。
And you see the glory of God.
你又睇见神嘅荣耀啊。
So that's the message.
呢个就系嗰个想信嘅人。你睇睇
见。He is the Messiah.
一个系嚟出。
He is the Savior of mankind.
系世人嘅救主。
Now let him come to me and drink.
让佢嚟我度喝啦。
these people, they are thirsty.
你人就记好了,
they are still waiting for the
Messiah.
So this means that they are still thirsty.
你说来说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说
fill the vacuum?
誰能夠滿足裡面的虛空啊？
Only our Lord Himself.
唯有主自己。
So He is the Messiah.
他就是彌賽亞。
You see that?
你聽唔聽見啊？
Now our Lord tried to teach them.
我哋嘅主嘗試嚟到教導你。
You see the water come out from the temple.
你睇見啲水由聖殿咁流出嚟。
What our Lord said?
我哋主話乜嘢？
He who believes in me.
信我嘅人。
From his innermost being,
从他的腹中
shall flow rivers of living water.
要流出活水的江河来。
You saw the water from the temple.
你看见水由圣殿流出来。
Don't forget.
别忘记。
Those who believe in me,
我都相信我的人。
They are the temple of God.
他也现在神的殿。
So their innermost being,
是在这里里面最
神圣的地方。The holies are holy of the temple.
用句话来讲，那度福中系先在之前。
Now flow the rivers of the living water.
你需要高河流出来。
So do you see that?
你睇唔睇见呢个？
You are occupied with the material temple.
你只系系顾住呢个物质嘅圣殿。
This is nothing but a shadow.
呢啲乜冇嘢嘅，只不过系个幻
觉。Only a parable.
一个比喻。
Let us learn the parable from the fig tree.
我哋从无花果树嚟到学个比
喻。The temple belongs to fig tree.
嗯，嗰个圣殿就系属于个
物质嘅。The temple is not real.
但呢个殿唔系真噶。
Because this only illustration.
因为呢个只系个比喻。
I tell you that.
话俾你听。
One day,
now
you believe in Lord Jesus.
你信耶稣
，they become household of God.
你成佢哋成为神嘅家。
You see that?
你睇唔睇见啊
？Now they are the temple of God.
佢哋就系神嘅殿啦。
These are the reality.
呢个物质界啊。
So for that reason,
因为呢个缘故
，from their innermost being, from his innermost being,
由佢嘅腹中
shall flow rivers of living water.
要流出活水嘅江河啦。
No wonder Paul told us.
冇怪保罗同我哋讲。
Do you not know that you are the temple of God?
Yes, and the dean.
The temple are you.
他圣殿就是你了
So brothers,
it
is very clear.
很清楚
Now, people of Israel,
以色列人
they are still waiting for Messiah.
他仍然等待弥赛亚
But actually, Messiah is here.
但弥赛亚已在了
Now, glory of God always back
to the
person of our Lord Jesus.
在我们先人受基督的身上
But more than that.
更多的
Now, glory of God also return in His church.
神的荣耀回到他的教会那里了
So where today you can find the glory of God?
今日你喺边度揾到神嘅荣耀啊？
In Christ, and in His church.
喺基督嘅里边，喺教会嘅里边。
So in Christ,
所以喺基督
里边，
睇见神嘅荣耀。
And also in the church,
同亦都喺教会嘅里边。
God's glory already come back.
我嘅荣耀已经翻出嚟啦。
So you see, brothers.
所以弟兄你睇
见。Used to be Haggai.
我哋读哈该书。
The Bible said.
神话圣经话。
The glory, the matter.Glory of this house will be greater than the former. Now the former glory is the glory you can find in the temple of Solomon. But don't forget, the latter glory of this house is much greater. Why?Only in the church, you will find the reality.
你先揾到个实际啊
So my brothers, now it's very clear.
依家好清楚啊
When you study the history of Israel,
我读以色列人嘅历史嘅时候
Actually, you are studying the history of the church.
其实你读紧教会嘅历史啊
When you study the prophecy of Israel,
当你读以色列嘅预言嘅时候
Actually, you are studying the prophecy of the church.
你读紧教会嘅历史嘅预言啊
You see that?
你睇唔睇见啊
When our Lord said,
当我主话
Learn parables from victory.
从无花果树学个比方
Yes.You have prophecy about Israel.
是当时以色列的意义。
But more than that.
但更多的。
At the same time.
同时。
You will see the prophecy.
你看见。
Concerning the church.
关乎教会的意义。
I think this is very important.
我说这个很重要。
Now let me mention one thing more.
我再讲一件事。
When you study the Old Testament.
当你读旧约的时候。
Especially prophetic books.
特别是先知书。
For example, like, for example, like, Isaiah.
好似以西亞以賽亞書、耶利米書。
And also Ezekiel.
好似以西結書。
And you find something very interesting.
你發覺啲好有趣㗎。
Now Bible talk about Israel.
聖經講到以色列。
Bible mentions Zion.
聖經講到西安。
And many prophecies.
好多嘅預言。
Prophetic books.
好多預言嘅書。
Prophetic word of God.
係講到神預言嘅話。
So definitely those prophecies will be fulfilled.
肯定呢個預言嘅應驗。
Now we have a question.
我有個問題。
If you are those people who insist on reform theology,
如果你嚟到問嗰啲係改革中嘅神學嘅人，
改革中嘅神學家。So if you really follow the school Reformation school,
如果你跟隨改革中嘅佢哋嘅學説
，and then those Bible scholars will tell you,
嗰啲改革中嘅學者會話你知。
Now God already set aside people of Israel.
佢神已經將以色列人分開出嚟。
Today church already take the place of Israel.
今日教會已經代替係以色列人嘅位置啦。
If you study Isaiah,
如果你讀以賽亞、耶利米書
，when you find some prophecy,
你發覺嗰啲嘅預言。
For example, this morning,
我哋今朝
we talk about God said to the far north.
但係話神喺對遠對近嚟到
咁樣。And God said to the south, don't hold them back. And we know this prophecy about Israelites. They really finally come back to their homeland. You see that? And that's very important.
It
was fulfilled around 1990. So we do have the prophecy concerning people of Israel. But now you have a problem. If you believe the church already takes place of Israel, so then some Bible scholar would believe
that
this is true. So that means the prophecies in the Old Testament, in the Jeremiah or Isaiah. Does that apply to people of Israel?
Because
church already takes place. So actually, this is prophecy about the church. Does not apply to Israel at all. But now, if you follow dispensational school, dispensational school.Dispensation 就是那个这个dispensation 就时代主义的
时代主义
时代派的
时代派的。
那我们说到弟兄会，
我们等一会，
我们 talk about the brother，
我们讲等一会。
Now, especially in this country. Now, if you study, suppose you study in theological school, like a Dala theological school, and you discover many people, they really follow dispensations. Now, for the scholars who belong to that school, they will tell you. Now, the prophecies in the Old Testament. If he says Israel, it means Israel. Literally will be fulfilled. So you see, brothers. Now, among the brethren, among the evangelical circle, when you discover the people, the children of God are different in this field. But don't forget, if we know what our Lord has taught us, it is true. Now, Israel, there is no doubt apply to the people of Israel, other people of Israel. But don't forget, when we study the Old Testament, especially Isaiah or Jeremiah, you find the fulfillment is double fulfilled. A passage, a prophecy. Now, this prophecy
meaning
if you take its literal value,
因为按照它字面的价值,
then it applied to people of Israel.
就是应用在以色列人的价值,
but if you take its spiritual value,
但如果你讲它属灵的价值,
now definitely it's applied to the church.
肯定是应用在教会的身上。
So for that reason,
所以因为这个缘故,
in Isaiah 49,
以赛亚书第49,
when you have two Israels,
我们有两个以色列,
you see,literally, you have two Israel. Now, in the beginning, Israel referred to Messiah. How do we know two Israel? Because later we were told that now the Israel will come to Israel. Now, remember, Israel will come back to Israel. Now this Israel means Messiah. But another Israel refers to the people of Israel. Now probably you don't believe it. So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah 49. Verse 1.
Thank you.
Listen to me, O islands, and pay attention, your peoples from afar.
众海岛，哦，当听我言，众方的众民留心聆听。
Then, the Lord called me from the womb, for the body of my mother he knew me.
自我出他耶和华就选召我，自出母腹他就寻我的名。
He has made me my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has concealed me. He also made me a select arrow. He has hidden me in his quiver.
他使我的口快如快刀，将我藏在他手印之下，又使我成为磨刃的剑，将我藏在他剑袋之中。
Listen carefully, verse
3. 留意第三节啦。
He said to me,
对我说，
You are my servant, Israel.
你是我的仆人以色列。
In whom I will show my glory.
我必因你得荣耀。
Now this Israel,
这个以色列
refer to Messiah.
是讲到弥赛亚。
Does not apply to people of Israel.
不是讲到以色列人。
How do you know?
我们怎知啊？
Let us read on.
我们继续读落去。
Then let us come to verse 5.
第五节。
And now said the Lord.He called me from the womb to be his servant.
又话从我出母胎就我作他的仆人。
To bring Jacob back to him.
以使雅各归向他。
In order that Israel might be gathered to him.
以色列到他那里聚集。
We are two Israel here.
又有两个以色列。
One Israel is given in verse 3.
一个以色列在第三节。
You have another Israel in verse 5. Now Israel is the first Israel is the Messiah. So the second Israel are the people of Israel. Now people of Israel might be gathered to Messiah. So you say that
we
are true Israel. When you see the word Israel, it may mean Messiah, it also may mean the people of Israel.So the Messiah is the servant of God.
所以弥赛亚是神的仆人。
Now in the book of Israel, you also find the people of Israel also the servant of God.
所以弥赛亚是你都读到以色列人是神的仆人。
You have two Israel, you have two servants in the book of Isaiah.
所以弥赛亚是两个以色列人的仆人。
One applied to Messiah.One applied to people of Israel. So you understand, brothers? Now, for that reason, it is very clear why people of Israel is called Israel. Because their forefather Jacob was changed name, which the name of his father's forefather Jacob was changed into the name of Israel. Because Jacob was called Israel. So all the people are called Israel. And because the Messiah, our Lord, is Israel. So we are also true Israel. So brothers and sisters, because of that, this gives us a very important clue, a very important key to the Testament prophecies. When you come to the word Zion, it applies to earthly Zion. It is also applied to the church. That's very important. On the one hand, this is prophecy of Israel. On the other hand, this is prophecy of the church. Very clear. Now let me give you one illustration. Because this is very important. Otherwise, we won't be able to understand some prophecy in Book of Ezekiel. Now, for example, let us come to the verse 12. Behold, we shall come from afar, and lo, this will come from the north and from the west, and this from the land of Shinim. Now, you have to read the context. Now, why they come from afar? Because the people of Israel will come to Israel. Now, because the one of the mission of Messiah is to call them back. So this indeed a wonderful prophecy to tell us the people of Israel will come back to their homeland since 1948. But now they shall come from afar. This will come from the north and from the west. Now this north is far north. So that means they come back, they come from Moscow. And also from the west. These are the far west. This means they come from either Canada or United States. So this is very clear fulfillment here. And these from the land of Shinim. These are from China. Far east. So here talk about east, west, or north. It's all from. Now, according to this principle, since 1948, you find many people come from the far north, far east, and far west. From Russia, from the United States, also from China. Roughly from more than 100 nations of this whole world. So, brothers, this is indeed the prophecy about the earthly people of Israel, of God. But don't forget, because Messiah has a double mission. On the one hand, the people of Israel will gather to him. Now in 1948, our Lord did do that. He did gather his people to his wings. But on the other hand, this Messiah has another mission. Now the mission is very simple.
How can
I also make you a light of the nations? And my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. So because of that, in the context, we talk about the spring or the water, the spring of salvation.
百日傳言嗰、那個救恩嘅傳言。
Now he will find many people from afar.
你發覺好多人從遠東。
From the north, from the far north, from the far south, from far west.
啊，從遠東遠遠北遠東遠西嚟。
Now they come to the spring of salvation.
佢嚟到呢個救恩嘅傳言。
Do you see that?
你等等先啦。
In other words,
你講嚟講。
When they come to the spring of the of their salvation.
佢嚟到佢哋嘅救恩嘅。
They believe in the Jesus as their savior.
啊，佢先先相信耶穌基督作佢哋好
大嘅。
你就明白。
Our Lord Jesus, on one hand, he gathered his earthly people around
1938.
But at the same time, think about it. After 1948, God doing then you define that because Christ, our Lord, also the Savior of mankind. So many people from different parts of the world really come to the spring of salvation. So now, behold, this shall come from afar. This shall come from the north and from the west. These people come from the far north, from Moscow. Now they come to the spring of salvation. What does that mean? You know very well. After the fall of the Berlin Wall, after the collapse of the empire of Moscow, do you know what happened to the nation? Somehow many people, we don't know why, we don't know how, they really come to the spring of salvation. It is a miracle in last century. Remember, after people of Israel came back to their homeland, on the one hand, they did come back to their homeland. On the other hand, because our Lord is the Savior of mankind. So you discover around 1990, and God said to Gorbachev,
send
them up. And then more than 1 million Russian Jews came back to Israel. For a period of time, almost every 20 minutes you will find 747 who really carry the Russian Jews back to Israel. About a million Russian Jews back to their
hometown.
There were about 3,000 scientists from Russia.
3,000
and more than that, if they can organize five orchestra. Now you can see that these people really come from afar. They really come back to their homeland. Why? Your God said,
Gorbachev,
pick them up. Then the empire of Moscow collapsed. My brothers, for many, many years, people consider communism as the ideal in their life. Young people devote their life to that. But all of a sudden, the empire collapsed. A vacuum was created. The idol has been corrupted into pieces. Then the seed of the gospel somehow reached that land. You don't know why. You don't know how. Many people come to Jesus. So if you visit Russia today, many people come to the spring of salvation. So this will come from the north. From afar. So what does that mean? These people come from Moscow. But something even more interesting.
these are from China.
We are from China.
Now, brothers, the same thing happened. If you visit China today, China is an ancient nation. And this nation has worshipped idols for more than 5,000 years. They don't know the true God. But brother and sister, the same thing happened. Somehow a vacuum was created in every one of them. And then when the seed of God was sown in that land, you don't know how many people got saved. A few years ago, according to the government's record, it's about 46 million Christians today. But don't forget, now this is a very conservative
number.
If you do not often, it is not exaggeration. Today in China, at least you will find 100 million who come to the spring of salvation.
You want one.
So you see, brothers, no wonder. Now, we were told that these are from the land of China. So, brother and sister, do you see the double fulfillment? On one hand, it referred to the typhoon Jews came back to Israel. 1948. But don't forget, since the rebirth of nation of Israel. For some reason we don't understand. Why in that remote land of China? It's most difficult for you to evangelize that land. But thank God, we really don't know why. But my brothers, according to this prophecy, this from the land of China. My brothers, what happened to China today? And what happened to Russia today? It caused. That's why we have a verse 13. Shout for joy, O heaven. And rejoice, O earth.
Raise
forth into joyful shouting, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people. And will have compassion on his
afflicted.
Now, Chinese people, for more than 100 years, they are afflicted people. They are people always of suffering. A war after another war. But brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. You just cannot imagine. All these Chinese are in his heart. So God has performed a wonderful miracle. You just can imagine how gospel can evangelize that land. Now you have more than 100 million people coming to the spring of salvation. Even that wonderful. This miracle indeed appeared or indeed fulfilled in our
lives.
So brothers, don't fight. Sometimes reformed people say, now this is the truth. We have the truth. And some dispensation people say, now we have the truth. Both of them are correct. Do you see that? Because in the Isaiah, you have two Israels. One is heavenly, one is earthly. So the same portion of the Bible,
You see, that's just one person. Verse 12, and now all we have is the verse 12 here. It can be applied to Israel. It also applied to the church. So brothers, one simple prophecy has double fulfillment. Now that's law of interpretation. That's law of interpretation. So when you study prophetic books, you have to use this key. Otherwise, you may lose the treasure here. If you insist that this Israel ought to be applied to the church, then you will be bound to certain things. So we have to come back to the word. A single prophecy. Find the double. So you see, brothers,
when
we understand this, then we are able to understand Ezekiel. Now, when you compare these four books, now in Isaiah and Jeremiah, the fig tree and the olive tree, Daniel the same thing. Daniel, main emphasis is the main emphasis is the olive trees. And the fig tree is in the background. Now that's Daniel.
But
how about Ezekiel? Ezekiel discovered the nations, olive trees in the background. But then you find the fig tree is in foreground. Why? Because now, important thing is this. Now God's eye now especially focus on his own people. Now the encouragement is this. One day the return shall come back. Now people of Israel should be restored. You understand? That's exactly the meaning of learning a parable from fig trees. Now, what does that mean? Now, the fig tree has been withered from the roots. According to the Lord, one day, the tree will be revived. Which for the leaves again. When that happened, now the Son of Man is near. So, brothers, why our Lord make such an issue? What do you mean? On 1948, the people, the nation of Israel is reborn.
What does that mean?
As far as Israel is concerned. Now, after they have been captured into this world for 1800 years. Now in 1948, the Lord gathered them back. So what does that mean? This means revival. This means recovery. So, brother and sister, it is by the mercy of the Lord. Now, what do you mean by revival? Revival means the glory of God returns. When the glory of God returns to his people, now that's the beginning of revival. So, brother and sister, this is very interesting. That's why I want to talk about
it.
After so many years, after so many years, the picture already withered. Not because the miraculous work of God. And in 1948, then the tree began to put forth the leaves. So this something to do with God's work of recovery. Do you see that? Now because God still considered people of Israel as his chosen people, he never gave them up. So because of that, now you discover God wants to restore
Israel.
You will find God will restore them.
Why?
Because
God remembers His covenant with Abraham. And that covenant is everlasting. Because of that, and God wants to restore His people. The same thing applies to the church. God's covenant with us is an eternal covenant. So even when we fail,
but
brothers,
但弟兄,
God always restores us. So no wonder one saved forever
saved.
We may lose the joy of our salvation, however, we never lose our salvation. So, brothers, how are you so sure? Because a new covenant is an eternal covenant, it's an everlasting covenant. No matter what condition you are,
now,
brothers, our God always honors His contract, always honors His covenant. And the people of Israel is just a parable. It's an illustration. The way He dealt with the earthly people, also the way He dealt with heavenly people. So, because of that, we thank the Lord. For that, God is to, even we fail, God always restores us. God always revives us. It is true with the individual. It is also true with the church. That's why church needs revival. What do you mean by revival? Revival simply means this. After so many years, God has withdrawn His glory. God has withdrawn His presence. You may have a building. You may have a wonderful building. Now this is nothing but the wood and the stones. It's only empty shell. But now, only when God's glory returns, thank God, this is revival. This was true with the Welsh revival. But before the Lord returns, there will be great revival. There will be recovery. Do you see that? For that reason, now our Lord said, not learn the parable from the fig tree. So now we understand that fig tree blossom again. That tree put forth the leaf again. Wonderful.
How can
you see?
You
speak of the work of recovery. But listen carefully. When you go to the Old Testament, when Bible talk about fig tree, strictly speaking, fig tree not only represent the nation of Israel. No, actually, the fig tree in the Bible
speaks
about four aspects of Israel. One aspect, nation. So, fig tree represents the nation of Israel, yes. And more than that,
who's
the Old Testament? The fig tree also represents the land of Israel. That's important. Third, the fig tree also represent the temple of Israel. So what does that mean? That speaks of the holy temple. That speaks of the temple of God. And more than that, now fig tree also represent the city of Israel. Israel has only one city of Jerusalem. Israel has only one temple. Temple of God. So now you see the four aspects. So remember, strictly speaking, when the Lord said, when the fig tree put forth its leaf, don't forget, not only mean that the nation of Israel will be reborn, it also
doesn't mean the people of Israel will come back to its own land. You see that? Not only that, in 1967, city of Jerusalem ought to come back to its own bosom. Then before the Lord returns, now the temple of God will be rebuilt. Now you understand. When that victory puts the
foot
again, it means the recovery. But don't forget, this recovery is in four chapters. The first chapter, the nature. After so many years, now people came back from the whole world. So now remember, now this land has been recovered. So that's the second chapter. The third chapter, the city. Now for 1800 years,
we
always pray next year in Jerusalem. This is their dream. In 1967, their dream has come true. Now, again, now remember, when we talk about the victory putting forward the
sleeve,
it always also means the
day
of the Lord's return, the temple of God will be rebuilt. You see, brothers? You see the four aspects of the
recovery?
Now, this is the prophecy of Israel. But don't forget, remember the double fulfillment. This is true. Now, let us remember, before the Lord's return, what is going to do? First, now remember, if you talk about the church, the order actually just reversed. Very interesting one. If this is true with Israel, this is also true with the church. In another word, one day God is going to build his church. So according to the Bible, God will obtain a church glorious. Now it is true. In the time of Pentecost, the church was in its glorious state. But after so many years, you discover the church is in ruin. We are divided. Today people do not know what is the church. So brothers and sisters, before the Lord returns, now you know that how God will gather his people. And then he said, I will build my church. He did that in the day of Pentecost. But today, he will do that again. So brothers and sisters, now you see, before the Lord returns, according to the Bible, he will present himself church glorious. Now because of that, then we have the testimony of God. Now in the Bible, always use Jerusalem to describe the testimony of God. Now more than that, and then you discover, finally, all the people will come back. Because we have been divided. Now thank God,
before
the Lord returns, he will gather us together from every corner of this world. Then we will be one. Now finally, the kingdom comes. The Lord teaches us to say, may thy kingdom come. So one day, we will discover there will be heaven on earth. Jerusalem will come down from heaven. So brothers and sisters, Babylon is fallen.
Babylon
is fallen. So finally,
usher in the kingdom of heaven. So, brothers and sisters, if you learn the parable from fig tree, then you discover Israel is only but a shadow. Now, the church is the true reality. Now, that's very, very important. Now, let me borrow a few minutes, please. This is last night. But now I have to mention a few things. Now let's turn to Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he who brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. Verse 5. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life. And I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, over you with skin, and put breath in you, that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord.
Verse 7.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I as prophesied there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones come together, bones to its bone.
于是我证明是异人，真是异人的时候，那里有横镜，那对阵，骨与骨互相连络。
And I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them, and but there was no breath in them.
我今晚在台骨上有筋，那所以有皮在地球上，只是还没有气息。
Then verse 9, then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and said to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breath on this string, then they come to life. So I prophesy as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they came to life, and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army.
于是我证明是异人，以色列中的骸骨，骸骨变得没有，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。
Now we know very well this is one of the important prophecy in the Bible.
这个是另一个很重要的预言。
Now remember, this prophecy has double fulfillment.
这个预言有双重的意义。
Now it's very clear, you find dry bones in the valley.
还有个谷里边有的。
Scattered. But then God is doing some work. So finally, through the earthquake, bone come to the bones. And there you find God said he will put sinews on this body. And make flesh grow back on you. And cover you with skin. And put breath in you. That you may alive. But finally, you need some breath. So finally, this whole body become a great army. Now, brothers, this is very, very important. This is very, very important prophecy in the Bible. Now first, let me try to explain this prophecy. Behind this prophecy, there was a hint. In the early time, there was a living body.
个新嘅生命，新嘅身体
，healthy body，
一个健康嘅身体。
From the very beginning，
系开始嘅时候。
But later, because later you discover that body is sick。
啊，慢慢你发觉呢个身体病啦。
And got paralyzed。
啊，瘫痪啦。
Now how do you know this body got paralyzed？
你点知道呢个身体系瘫痪咧
？Ezekiel chapter four。
你要读以西结第四章。
You remember God asked Ezekiel to stay in one side for certain days.
瞓喺一边，某瞓一段日子。
And also to stay another side.
又瞓一面。
For several days.
瞓几日嘅日子。
Do you see that?
你睇见吗
？Now let us read chapter four.
我哋读第四章。
Chapter four. Verse 4. The verse 5. For I have assigned you a number of days corresponding to the years of their iniquity, 390 days, thus you shall bear the iniquities of the house of Israel.
因为我已将你们作业的年数定为你向所执我的日数，就是390日，要这样担当以色列家的罪孽。
So the first time, you know, God asked Ezekiel to lie down on your left side.
啊，开始嘅时候，神叫以西结喺左侧嚟到。
390 days.
390日。
And then lay down on his right side.
啊，跟住就喺向右边嚟到侧卧。
40 days.
四十日。
My brothers, what does that mean?
咁咩意思啊
？If somebody if somebody lie down on one side,
一个人净系喺一边嚟到
390 days,
啊，390日。
How are you going to say?
你点解会讲乜嘢
？This body is paralyzed.
话呢个身体瘫痪嘅。
This body is paralyzed for 390 days.
呢个身体瘫痪390日。
Then you move him to another side.
你将佢另去另一边。
So again, paralyzed for 40 days.
系一样都系瘫痪嘅，但系。
So you see, in order to understand chapter
36,
you have to remember this body has a history.
你要记住呢个身体系有历史嘅。
In the beginning, it was a glorious body.
一个荣耀嘅身体
，healthy body，
系健康嘅身体。
For some reason，
因为某
边 ，that body got sick，
呢个身体病啦。
You see that？
你睇睇见
，because this body was sick，
因为呢个身体病啦。
That is why that body was paralyzed。
所以呢个身体瘫痪啦。
So now you can see he can always lie down in one side。
所以你常常躺喺一边。
But now, if you still read on chapter
36,
so somehow, not only got sick,
不单止病啊,
now one day, that body has lost his life.
这个身体失去了生命啊,
so that means death.
啊, 他意思就死亡啊,
but you know, according to medical science,
啊, 按照医学,
death actually is a slow process.
死是一个很慢的过程,
not instant process.
不是立刻的过程.
For example, in the beginning, one of the major organs dead.
啊！好似开始嘅时候，一个主要嘅器官死亡啦。
But the cell of my skin is still alive。
我嘅皮肤嘅细胞仍然
继续嘅。
你睇见
啦 ？That reason。
因为咁嘅意思。
In order the death will do its work。
你嘅死，你嘅啲死亡就咁样工作。
From my major organ gradually spread and migrate to my skin。
一路分散出嚟到我嘅皮肤。
So do you see that？
你睇唔睇见
？Now when my major organ was attacked。
啊！当我嘅主要嘅器官受到攻击。
So now you know death begins to work.
知道死亡开始工作啦。
But it's going through a slow process.
啊，就经过一个好慢嘅过程。
So gradually the death will spread into my skin.
啊，慢慢嘅呢个死亡就去到我嘅皮肤啦。
And then of course the cell of my skin dead.
啊，我嘅皮肤嘅细胞就死亡。
But I still have my structure.
我有我嘅身体嘅结构。
Now according to medical science，
按照医学嘅常识
，the last part， the last moment， the last， or let me put this way， the cell which will die last，
最后死亡嘅细胞
，is the cell between bone and the bone，
那系骨同骨之间嘅细胞。
So when that is dead，
啊，当嗰个死咗嘅时候
，now you find bone are scattered， bones are scattered，
你就发觉呢啲骨就散落嚟啦。
唔是啦，
你睇唔睇见？
Here you almost can imagine
想象
how the the searing death process of a body from a healthy body. Finally, you discover the bones scattered in the body. Now, brothers, that was the picture behind it. Now God is going to do some work. This is a work of recovery. This work only of revival. So now what God was doing is the reverse of death process. They only know that there is an invisible process in this universe. According to the law of physics, we always have an irreversible process. Order to disorder. Now, yes, the energy is always conserved in this universe. But remember, the quantity of the useful energy always decreases. So after man's fall, now the process is always going that direction. It's irreversible. No one can do that work. You see that? When you have a body,
you have a
and then when the body got sick, paralyzed, then the death will go from the center to the reference, to the conscience. So now the skin. And then finally, the death between the bones. So now the bones scatter everywhere. But thank God, God is able to do the work. He used earthquake to gather this bone together. You see, the reverse process. And then put sinews on. And then the flesh. And then the skin. Then the body. The body is there. But you still need the blood. Now, when the blood of God enters into that body, a full recovery of that body. Now remember, this work only God
can do.
This process is called process of resurrection. Every work of recovery is a work of resurrection. Every word of revival is a word of resurrection. And only God can do such a work. Now, very interesting. Now, sometimes when you take a picture of your kids, when he slides from the top to the bottom, now you see always from the top to the bottom. But you never see a boy slide from the bottom to the top. But you do see them. You phrase your video. Same thing. We say, don't weep over spilled milk. So when the milk is spilled, so this milk will pour into, this milk will go to the
ground.
And also there is a Chinese saying, 嫁出去的女儿, so put to the street. When your daughter is married, it's just like water being
poured.
Now remember, this is irreversible process. Actually today, even your son got married, also the water being poured out. That's irreversible. So don't get angry. Don't be mad. And don't be sad. That's the life today. So you always see the picture how milk from here
appears.
You never see a process of milk come back to you. You can see it. You reverse your video. But you never see that in reality. But before those return. God is going to do something any medical doctor cannot do.
神做工作,
all the doctor always witness that invisible
part.
So my brothers and sisters, think about it. Before the Lord returns, the Lord will do such a wonderful
work.
Now, double fulfillment. First, this definitely applied to the people of Israel. After 1800 years of wandering in the wilderness, remember, the people of Israel were scattered into the grain of this world. So you discover all those bones are scattered. Now that history of Israel. So when this nation is going to have a breath? Only when our Lord returns. So brothers, only when our Lord returns. Now that breath will be given to that nation. So by that time, you have a spiritual revival of Israel. Today, Israel only has a political revival. No spiritual revival. Now, 90% of people, they do not believe the Bible. Only 10% believe the Old Testament. They even don't believe the New Testament. So brothers and sisters, God never gave up with his people. Now if through them the salvation is prepared, and we can have God saved. Now my brothers and sisters, our God never forget his own people. So remember brothers, now even today it is only political recovery. Still not spiritual
covenant.
God, remember, God's covenant with the people of Israel is forever. So let us remember, one day, after the Lord returns, then the breath will enter into that body. So that's a millennial kingdom in the Bible. So by that time, now my brothers and sisters, now you will have a spiritual revival. So this is the picture here. Now this is before the end days. You know what will happen to the people of Israel. So now it's very clear. This fulfillment is applied to earthly people. But don't forget, because of double fulfillment, this also applies to the church. In the time of Pentecost, the body of Christ was born. It was healthy. It was glorious. Full of presence of God. 3,000 people get saved. 5,000 people get saved. Not only that, after 300 years of persecution, now the Roman Empire conquered the world. Yet the church of God conquered the Roman world. After 300 years of persecution. And then you discover that in the territory of the Roman Empire, every two citizens you find one Christian. Wonderful body of Christ. But unfortunately, we know very well. The church has been captured into Babylon. That's dark age in the church history.
We
don't even know the way of salvation. They even try to buy the indulgence. They even try to use money that they may gain their salvation. Now, brothers and sisters, you see that the church was sick. This body was sick. Horribly.
And
you remember one day, great theologian, Aquinas Palmus. Went to visit Rome. Now the Pope has to entertain you. So then the Pope showed him the St. Peter Cathedral. And you know the thing, St. Peter Cathedral. Wonderful painting. So then he pointed to that theologian.
He said,
brother, our first Pope.
It
means Peter. Our first Pope used to say, gold and silver I do not have, but I will give you all that I have. Rise up and walk. You remember Peter said to the crowd, right? Jesus, look. Our first Pope said, gold and silver I do have. Then he said, look at the ceiling. Look at the wall. And we have gold and silver. Our first Pope, no. But you know what was the response from that theologian? He said, yes. Today we have gold and silver. But how about the power that will make the cripple rise? Where is that power? We are no longer at that power. Why? The church was sick. The body was ill. And more than that, now the whole body became paralyzed. According to the Bible, every member of the body should be functioning. Now when you come to the meeting, only few members are functioning. Yes, church is the body of Christ. What kind of body you have? Body paralyzed. So brothers, what God is working today before his new turn? Brothers and sisters, when we are in a situation paralyzed, God is going to do the work of
recovery.
This is only part of it. This is, but you see, the worst is yet to come. In the beginning, it was only body paralyzed. Gradually, the world will enter into the church. All the life of Christ is gone. So brothers, when you come to the church, full of activities, many activities, now where is the presence of God? You discover how glory of God is to withdraw. We have a wonderful building. God led us to embrace all the wood and the stone. That's the tragedy, brother. So finally, the condition is a state of death. Not only that, no more life. Then gradually our body began to disintegrate. And finally, we are divided. You see that? No stone, no stone connected with another stone. Normally, all members are related to each other. But now we are scattered. We are individuals. After today's church condition, we are not only paralyzed, we are divided. All God wanted, we should be one. But look at every place. We are divided. Where is the body of Christ? Brothers and sisters, do you think that before the Lord returned, the service is like this? Suppose today, Paul somehow visit us. Now, if Paul visit New York, when he enter into any place of worship, he will say, I'm sorry, I come to the wrong place. I never knew that in the church you have so many things here. So many things from pagan. So many things from Gentile. So many things from the world. And they believe divided. Some people say I'm a Paul. Some people say I'm Cephas. Some people say I'm a Christ. Are Christ divided? Is this the church of God? Is this the body of Christ? So brothers, can you tell me, before the Lord returns, and God has to confess the defeat, isn't the church the work of God? Isn't the church the body of Christ? Why not brothers and sisters? Can you tell me that before the Lord returned, the bones scatter everywhere? Even that will happen before the Lord returns? No. Not according to Ephesians. And the Lord will present himself church glorious. He thought of his precious blood. He will wash us with his wonderful word. He will make us holy without blemish. Why? Before his return, he will present himself a church glorious. If we follow the flesh, and Christ simply cannot do anything, if we follow the world, and our Lord simply cannot do anything, Lord, brothers, God is calling overcomers. God is calling a group of handful of people. Thank God. God can use earthquake to put us together. Now, brothers, we were nothing but the dry bones. But because of his work of earth begun, but by the work of shaking, for some reason, we are close to each other. So somehow, he put down the sinews. He put down the flesh. He put down our skin. Thank God. Now you see that now you have the shape of the body. But don't forget, Holy Spirit awaits you there here. So he will fill us with his own spirit. Now finally, what do you get? A wonderful, glorious body. As glory as the first century. So brothers, this is the message. Do you see that? Let us learn parable from the fig tree. Now, fig tree is only shadow. So brothers, you get a message here. Before the Lord returns, yes, you look at outward situation. Look at Israel. Look at Iraq. Look at Syria. Now, these are very important. But don't forget, you should look at the
condition of the church.
你要看教会的情况,
so brothers,
弟兄们,
do you think the bride is ready?
你想想, 新婚的预备好?
Why bridegroom delay and delay and delay?
为什么新郎耽误又再耽误呢?
Because bride is not ready yet.
新婚的预备好?
You see?
你看见吗?
Sometimes.
有时候,
why? Because bride is not ready.
因为新婚的预备好?
So brothers, before the Lord's return,
到主回来之前,
we know that bride will be ready.
我们知道新婚一定会预备好。
If the bride will be ready,
我们知道新婚预备好。
His family, God will obtain his church.
神就得着他的教会。
So brothers,
我弟兄,
important thing is,
我重要的地方啊,
how do you know the Lord will come back soon?
我怎么知道主会回来呢?
Look at the condition of the church.
在教会的情况,
you see that?
你看看见呢?
If the Lord really calls us,
你知道你呼召我们,
just overcome us,
你来作得胜者,
and coming together,
来作马上,
by his wonderful work,
能够见你的工作,
and then you discover Christ will obtain his glory.
让他作教会得着他的荣耀,
when this happens,
当这个事情发生,
now brothers,
弟兄,
you definitely will usher in the coming second coming of our Lord. So this is very important. Now these 3 days,
第三日,
we talk many things of this, about this world.
That's
all surrounding us.
还还于我们的事,
but the most important issue is
但最重要的那一件事情,
the reason the Lord cannot come back,
只不能够回来,
simply because we are not ready.
因为我们预备好,
now if we know that the Lord is indeed coming,
因为知道主一定回来,
if we know that we are really at the end time,
now
brothers,
弟兄们,
according to the book of Ezekiel,
按照以上继续,
thank God,
感谢神,
the glory of God will return.
神的荣耀会回来的,
thank God,
感谢神,
we are the household of God.
我们神的家,
now from our inner being, innermost being,
从我们的腹中,
will flow the river of living water. So wherever we go,
我们来到哪里?
We are going to sweeten this world. This world is too salty and too bitter. Brothers and sisters, no matter where you are going,
我们来到哪里?
We will bring heaven with you.
你在天带带着我们带着一起,
where you find the church,
你在哪里找到教会?
You will find the gate of heaven.
你找到天的门?
So brothers,
我们来到哪里?
By faith, before the Lord returns, he is going to do his work. So my brothers, we will be very busy. We will be very busy. Our time is running out. We are not here waiting for the Lord to return very passively. We will be very busy. Because we don't know, we don't have much time
anymore.
Since September 11th, the Lord really wake up, give us wake up power.
And
we should not sleep anymore. So brothers, thank God. Behold, I have told you in advance. This is the prophetic word of God. Let us learn the parable from the fig. So I think my work ends here. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much. It is your mercy that we may receive this word. We thank you. Probably some of us were born because of this moment. We thank you very much. Because many of people were born because of this occasion. That we may really hear your word, and that your mercy with the Lord, no matter how difficult it will be, by your grace we will follow you. By your grace, we would like to be overcomers. We like to go through the work of your shaking, that you may present yourself a church glorious. Lord, please speak to us. Even our meeting may end here.
聚会今日会停喺呢度。
May your word continue to work。
啊，求你嘅话继续嘅工作。
Continue to speak。
继续嘅说话。
Until we rise up and follow。
直到我哋起嚟跟随你。
Now we commit your saints in this place and in Southampton into your hands。
我将喺呢度嘅圣徒同产品嘅圣徒交你嘅手里面。
May this word really for them。
求你嘅话真系俾佢哋。
And really who they will work among them。
你能够喺当中工作。
May you really be pleased by what you have seen in these two places.
系你自己睇见呢两个地方，你就实在满意。
May you really commit them into your hands.
所以将佢交你嘅手里面。
For your wonderful work of recovery.
系为着你恢复嘅工作。
We thank you and we praise you.
我哋感谢你，赞美你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我哋求。
Amen.
Amen.
And finally, I have to thank you for your patience. Now, I think it takes the patience of Job for you to go through this conference. Again, I ask your forgiveness. I have borrowed your 45 minutes tonight. That's really too much. I have no strength to return to you. I cannot get back to you. So I have to apologize. Thank you again.